hoping to get a patent on it eventually and put it out on the market. It still needs a little work, but we're hopeful.
An invention by Skagway Kids wins first in Alaska and an invitation to a world competition. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next. As the judges for Alaska's state robotics competition began to announce this year's winning team in Anchorage this week, 9 kids and 3 grown-ups from Skagway drew long breaths and froze.
They give out 3 places for teamwork, 3 places for robotic design, and once you've gotten an award in those fields, you cannot get a first or second or third place. So we didn't get any awards for those, and then so they called off third place, and then they called off second place.
Coach Vivian Meyer was there. She knew the winner would have had to beat out 131 other teams in the state and would be invited to the world competition in St. Louis, Missouri later this year. And if the judges said Skagway, it would be a first ever for the Northern Panhandle.
You know, and then they started talking about us, and the kids knew right then, and they could barely contain themselves. It was so funny.
Once they started talking about that, all of the girls were, like, giggling and squealing, and everyone else was just, like, shocked. I mean, we knew we did really good, but we just didn't expect being able to have the opportunity to go to World a second year in a row.
Rosalie Westfall is in 8th grade at Skagway School. This is her 3rd year on the robotics team.
Well, I love doing the research for projects and everything, and I love it when a robot works. It hasn't always worked, but designing the robot and seeing the mat and working out different ways of trying to solve problems and also just getting to know people, that's probably one of my favorite things about robotics.
Rosalie, Zoe Wasman, Gavin Murphy, Trevor Cox, Kiara Selmer, Kaylee Jensen, and Denver Evans make up the team, which had a stunning record before winning state this year. They were runners-up in state last year and won the Judges' Choice Award after being specially selected to compete at World with a project that solved transportation problems in Skagway. This time, they've been working since September, sometimes 2 to 3 hours a day, 6 days a week, on the project that won state. The same display took first at the Juno competition last month, winning a sponsored trip to state by the Juno Economic Development Council. The theme that all teams in the U.S. had to work with was the human body. Coach Meyer traveled with the team to Anchorage, along with John Westfall, Greg Clem, and team mentor Riley Westfall.
So this year it was called Body Forward. And what they had to do is they had to take a problem that had to do with the body and come up with a solution.
Since we live in a smaller town, it's kind of harder to come up with a medical problem, whereas last year it's transportation, and we came up with something really quickly, which was congestion on 2nd and Broadway. So this year I like it a lot and everything, and I like it because since I have asthma, and so does Denver, another team member. Since we both have asthma, it's more personal for us, and it's kind of fun being part of the real experiment.
So they chose as their project asthma, and one of the things that, you know, coming from Alaska is how the cold air really affects their breathing. And so they went online and they researched, and they actually made their own mask.
Someday, randomly, we just thought of a mask that would be weatherproof and would, like, sort of the design of a carpenter's mask, and it would be weatherproof, and it would keep the air you're breathing good for you and warm and moist, but it wouldn't be like a scarf where it drapes over your face. It would actually be a mask, and moisture wouldn't build up in it.
Their success in beating all of the other teams in Alaska, from Girl Scouts, church groups, homeschool groups, after-school programs, and school-sponsored teams, bought them a little time on Channel 2 News. But they didn't just take first overall. They also won the Robotics Performance Award and the Mentor Award for Riley. They were also asked to present their project to representatives from BP Oil, the National Department of Defense, and the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation.
We have a PowerPoint because the first year we did a movie, but then we realized standing there awkwardly staring at our own movie while the judges watched wasn't really for us. And it didn't fit the layout very well, so for the past 2 years, we've used a PowerPoint layout where we would talk about the slides as they were rolled across the screen. And, we have a prototype, and we're hoping to get a patent on it eventually and put it out on the market. It still needs a little work, but we're hopeful.
Competing at World among robotics teams from all over the planet isn't cheap. The team is raising money to attend the event in the coming days.
It's such a great experience for the kids just to meet new people from all over the world. And it's people that they would never, ever meet in probably their entire life, just to have those experiences. And like somebody said, you have never been to anything until you've been to World. And I wouldn't have believed that until last year when we went. And it's just one of these experiences that it's so enriching for the kids, that it's so valuable for them.
Last year was awesome because we got to meet people from all over the world, like South Africa and Australia and anywhere else you could imagine. And we're hoping to see the people we saw last year, or at least a couple of them, which we might, because they were all really good, and a couple of them were returning champions.
Funds from the Elks Burger Feed and Dessert Auction on Friday the 21st go to the Skagway Robotics Team, as well as Panthers Drama Debate and Forensics. It was a good weekend for school teams that don't fight their battles on courts, courses, and fields. From one Glacier Bears Drama Debate and Forensics coach, Gershon Cohen.
Our results this time were the best team results I think we've ever had. This was the first time, I believe, in the history of the program that every kid on the team finaled in at least one event.
And from a Panthers DDF coach, Tegan Baldwin.
They did really well on this meet. They did very, very well. It was the first one we have this season, and all of them got to the finals and placed in some event.
And that was a meet that included Skagway, Haynes, Petersburg, Juneau, Thunder Mountain, Ketchikan, Sitka, Mount Edgecombe, and Wrangell. That's a lot.
Yeah, I heard it was a huge turnout. One of the girls said it was the most people she'd seen at one regional at one time.
Jade Cook, in her first year, along with veteran DDFers Alexis Greaser and Brandy Mayo, traveled to Ketchikan for the Panthers, with Margot Youngberg as the coach. They were all part of their Reader's Theater piece, which won second place overall.
The Reader's Theater is a piece, an adaptation of a book, about 10 minutes long. It's a politically correct fairy tale, and it's pretty funny. It's called The Sleeping Person of Above Average Attractiveness.
Mayo placed in three events total, a self-written speech and oration by her on how society is losing their manners, won second, and an encore performance for the crowd. Greaser also placed for her self-written speech and oration.
And it was about blame and how we as a society tend to blame other people for things that are bad and things that go wrong in our lives. And she got third place for that oration, so it's an interesting combination to have both of those girls place so well with their speeches when they're about things that we do to ourselves.
For Haynes, things got a little hectic in the finals since all 10 on the team made it in at least one event. Sung Haywood and Elena Horner took first in duet acting, Horner took eighth in solo acting. Esther Bauer came in seventh in XCOM, and Tia Haywood made third in expository speaking. Reader's Theater came in fourth, and their mime took third. Cassie Galasso and Royal Henderson placed third in duet acting.
Royal Henderson took second in extemporaneous speaking, very challenging category on, you know, talking extemporaneously about political events. And Brennan Whittemore took sixth. Both of them finaled in extemp speaking. We've never had that happen before.
Haynes won half of their debates, despite being without their top debater, Chris Bowman.
And, probably the highlight of our debate, Eli White and Esther Bauer, who was in her first tournament of the season, and Eli's a freshman, knocked off the number one team from Ketchikan, who were in the finals. And their only loss going into the finals was to Haynes. So that was pretty cool.
The competition was exciting, say coaches, but so was the ferry ride to Ketchikan, where they had days to practice their pieces.
You know, we went down on a ferry that didn't really have a lot of space for us to get private space. And so we were practicing in an open area just at the bottom of the stairs below the recliner lounge, if you're familiar. And crew members actually ended up watching several events. We had like three or four crew members standing there, and they loved it, you know. And it's great for the kids to have that extra audience. It pushes them to really focus because they know they're being watched.
The two teams leave this weekend for a meet in Juneau before heading to state in mid-February. The travel is paid for by money raised in community fundraisers. Money from Friday's Skagway Elks Burger Feed and Dessert Auction go to the Skagway team, and money from a spaghetti feed at the Haines School on Friday the 21st and a dessert auction on February 4th goes to the Haines team.
It's the most cohesive team I've ever coached here, the best spirit among the team members I've ever seen.
Tune into KHNS News Friday night at 5:30 p.m. and twice Monday morning for the final installment of the Sea Alaska Lands Bill news series. The six-part project is a collaborative effort from Southeast Alaska reporters to examine the legislation that could determine the future of tens of thousands of acres of Southeast Alaska's Tongass National Forest. The final report in the series airs Friday evening and Monday morning, but you can find the first five reports online at khns.org if you click on Listen. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Want to stay in touch with family and friends out of town? Why not send them a link to your local news at khns.org. You can access any of our past newscasts by going to archives.